Hey, everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford! We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
Well, howdy doody, everyone. Welcome to the first iteration of Preserve Jams, new and coming to you hot on Wednesdays at 4 to 5 p.m. This is Anna. You're listening to Preserve Jams. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this song by The Doors is playing for a second time. We don't need that. I'd like to introduce my lovely co-host for the day.
From WBZ Chicago, this is Ira Glass.
How did I get Ira Glass on my show?
No, I was just told the other day that my announcing at the ski race sounded a lot like an audiobook.
You do sound very much like a nice
Ira Glass,
Ira Glass voice. Like, I'm going to have you do the PSA because I feel like it would just be soothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, I'm Will.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Last name
Will.
Edmonds, middle name Andrew.
Wow.
If you're interested, that spells Way. W-A-E. Y-E if you're French. I'm from Vancouver, Canada.
Wow.
Most people say British Columbia, but a lot of people here don't know what British Columbia is. So I just
Just Canada. We're generalizing
it's
here.
It's like how you're from like Boston, Mass, but you're from like Vancouver, Canada. Because anyway. otherwise, yeah, I'm excited to be on the radio show. I don't get to do this very often. Anna never invites me, so it's nice to be here.
I invite you literally every time.
And
he's always busy.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Let's
I don't have any more classes, so let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. Here is Aaron Allen Kane with Honey. Sorry we talked over some of it.
I'll pour it on you, baby. Ooh, you don't know nothing, baby. Ooh, I'll show you something, baby.
You can call me crazy. I don't mind, baby. As long as you let me live, love you. Make me a lady. Love you forever. Until the sun don't shine no more. You can call me crazy. I don't mind, baby. Make me a lady.
Love you forever. Love you forever. said, saddle up, cowboy. I'm waiting for you. Won't you give it up? Don't be another one of them. Be one of us. Come on, come on, come on. We've got bad things to do. Baby, take me. Don't hesitate. With a girl like me, you better activate. I'm a tidal wave coming for your grave. I wanna do bad things with you. Then you fireworks set me off. I'm like a sandbomb in a storm. In your arms, I start a war. We've both been here before. Matter of fact, I caught you looking back. So let's go. I get what I want. I want what I see. I wanna do, 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 do bad things with you. I mean, oh my God, come on. I know you feel it too, like summer's on.
Hey everyone, it's me again, Anna. Well, what are we doing here? We are most certainly on the radio is what we're doing here. I've got some more co-hosts here that would like to say a big old hey.
Hey.
Hey. Who are you?
That's the question. This is Rohini, back again, week two.
Week two. And
this is Vib, coming in hot.
Coming in hot. So who's my real co-host? You decide. Vote now.
Vote now on your phones.
On your phones. You voted so hard that they're all my co-hosts.
Yes.
We have a great show coming up for you today. We've got some fun little things to talk about, some existential crises to be had, and some good tunes to share with you. Yeah, we're just excited. We're hyped to be here. We're hyped you're here listening. Thank you so much.
Sometimes I wanna know what you're thinking.
Well, well, well. That was Maggie Rogers. We are literally all just fangirling over Maggie Rogers right now, and Will has an idea.
I am fully contemplating.
Contemplating.
I'm very much considering flying to Copenhagen to watch Maggie Rogers perform for a total of 40 hours in country with 25 hours of flying involved.
but like, it's worth it. Okay, Maggie Rogers has completely blown up in the past, like, couple months even. She was discovered by Pharrell Williams when she was at NYU for music producing, and he heard her song Alaska and was like, oh my god.
And that song is amazing. It came out a long time ago. I remember I have it on a playlist from like a really long time ago, and it like sounded familiar when I saw it on this album, and I was like, I know this song. Where do I know this song from? Then I was like, oh my god, this like is the same girl who like just
blew it in 15 minutes.
15 what? Minutes?
No, she didn't.
The lyrics
that's
for the
ridiculous.
Song, she
that's
minutes.
Absurd.
Me too.
That's a sign of a star.
A true genius.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So,
Maggie Rogers,
call in and vote. Maggie Rogers, if you're listening, but also call in and vote if we should spend $350 for a round trip flight to Copenhagen to go see Maggie Rogers for one night, because Germany, Belgium, and Denmark are the only places that Maggie Rogers shows aren't sold out yet. And they're much more reasonably priced in euros than they are in dollars. Mm-hmm. So,
and looks like the votes are in, and they're saying we should go.
Their votes are in, right, and we're going.
That was pretty easy.
So, yeah, we're
seems like the obvious choice.
We're pretty excited about our trip to Copenhagen. Rohini, tell us a couple of your favorite things about Copenhagen.
Why were you there? It's great, although it is dark for most of the time. When it's not dark outside, it's beautiful. You know, we love that hygge. We love candles, you know.
Can you explain the concept of hygge to
me? Yeah, Anna. So, you know when you're in a room and there's a fireplace and blankets and candles and you feel cozy and friendship?
I know that feeling well because I have it with you every day.
Exactly. That is the concept of hygge. Anna did visit me in Copenhagen and we had the best weekend together.
We had such a hygge weekend.
We did.
We ate so much brunch.
We did. Copenhagen is the city of brunch.
Brunch.
Yeah. Oh, it's like unbelievable.
Brunch.
Actually, there's a place in Kendall that opened up that's like a Danish style brunch place with like the little plates. And I've been meaning to go. So if anyone's interested.
Can I come?
Yeah.
I want to come.
Yeah. I forget what it's called. Paige tagged me in a post on Instagram that was like about that.
Did you have any Danishes while you were there?
Did I have any Danishes? Yes.
In Denmark?
Every day.
Why would you not have Danishes in Denmark?
I was trying
every darn day.
I'm bringing up the fact that
I love Danishes.
In a fun way.
They were actually famous for these things called snails. Well, I mean, not. They were like S-N-E-G-L or something.
Snaggles.
But they're basically these giant, like, the size of my face cinnamon rolls that they would bake fresh, and you would like pick them up from the bakery, and it was just like warm, fresh cinnamon rolls, but like not like Cinnabons, like cinnamon rolls, like real time cinnamon rolls. I fantasize about them every day.
Isn't there the place that like invented the Danish that's still open or something?
Probably.
I feel like I went to that, and it was only American study abroad students.
That there. Seems right.
I heard the words Penn State and Dartmouth while I was in there. Those are not Danish words.
No, they're not. You know what is a Danish word?
What?
Sneggle.
Sneggle.
Let's go get some snails.
I agree.
So, yeah.
You should hear about Anna's experience eating snails abroad.
Well, I was in France, and I actually ate real snails, a.k.a. escargot en français. Oui, j'étais à Paris. And I'm going to stop speaking in French now, but it was neat to eat snails, and they're always very salty, but very tasty.
Well, the snails are just a butter delivery system. I don't think the snails
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
It's completely correct.
You could put anything in escargot, and everyone would be like, wow, these snails are so tasty, because it's literally just as much butter as snail.
Right. Huh. It's like
interesting.
It's like a 50-50 butter snail ratio.
Totally fine with that.
Is there like a taste? Like, does it taste like anything?
It tastes like it's like salty, like a little chewy, meaty, but like not in a bad way.
Like the same texture is kind of like I don't know, like squid.
Maybe? Oh,
I would say
great.
It's the same texture as like calamari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a good analysis.
Very, very good.
It's very tasty.
If you have an opportunity,
but I mean, it's the same.
Snails.
Well, yeah.
go for it. Eat snails. Just do it. Multiple types of snails. The cinnamon type or the butter type. they're all good.
They're all good.
Well, it reminds me of like eating lobster in Maine. You just drown it in butter. It's amazing. I'm going to play a song by Banks because we've been chatting for a little bit. But call in with your thoughts about snails. Thanks, bye.
As we are a public radio station, we need to do PSAs every once in a while. That is a public service announcement. So this seems very relevant considering the weather of the past 2 days.
It is storm season, if you didn't know. Emergency preparedness, PSA. Here we go. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. Sorry, this is poorly written. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. And there's a great photo of storm surge from the Northeast Blizzard of 1978. It looks like bad news, folks. So keep that food in your house ready to go. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I feel very informed. I feel very ready ride out storm season. Mm-hmm. Well, that's like, we went grocery shopping the other day in a storm, and right. I thought that I was going to perish because I couldn't see 10 feet in front of me.
Right, but we made it to Stop and Shop.
We made it to Stop and Shop. We ditched Trader Joe's, and I thought everyone was mad at me, but it was fine because I didn't feel like dying in a fiery car crash.
But the supermarket was so full.
It was so full.
It was kind of chaotic.
Everyone was rushing to get their provisions. So,
yeah, we were not prepared.
Think about that the next time you are in the grocery store. You need your provisions for the end of days. So, yeah. So, we've got some good tunes playing. And, yeah, enjoy.
I'm almost facing. And while the city sleeps, I think I've found some peace through you. No more chasing, 'cause you and I cannot be replaced. No, 'cause you and I will find a way. You and I will find a way. Love is hard to find. Girl, give me some time to say that I love you. No time to say goodbye.
Waiting for, girl, won't you stop your pride? I know that you're Wake up. gotta talk to you. I 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 got things to say. I got things to say. I've already said too much, and I don't wanna rush right now. But I feel so far away. I don't wanna rush right now. And I'll take it too. I have these thoughts I keep. I wanna share with you. And when I'm out of luck, I always favor you to bring me back to life. You always make me feel good.
Please don't let me down.
I wanna make you feel good.
Please just hit me up.
You always make me feel so.
Little shout out to our very best and most loyal listener, Mary Lou Tolette, at home in Cos Cob, Connecticut. We love you. We appreciate you. We love your dedication to the jam.
We miss Woo! You.
We miss you,
you, ML.
Yeah, we've all got things to say. Here's some more tunes. True.
Take you where you wanna be tonight.
using up all the lifelines, trying to turn out decent. You've got plenty of time, I can see you walked over. What you see isn't in my mind, don't believe we met before. I'm acting, playing, quiet, smiling with a thought, cause my world's been turned inside out, been gone quite a while.
And while we close out the show with some Steely Dan, the steeliest of Dans, we'd like to say thank you so much for listening to this here hour of Preserve Jams with our three lovely, lovely co-hosts.
Oh, Vib. Do we have to
That's where you're supposed to come in and say, Will.
Hi, I'm Will.
Rohini.
And bye, I'm Vib.
Bye. Bye, I'm Vib. He's out. It's 4:58. We have approximately a minute and 25 seconds left, and Vib's outie.
Yeah, I'm already
so,
gone.
Anyways, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We're going to get the gym to get swole.
Yes.
Hashtag.
As we
Hashtag.
Coming at you from WBEZ Chicago, this is Will Edmonds.
From WBEZ Vancouver, this is Will Edmonds. Signing off. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo. Woo.